Playhouse 194, Flush the Format Friday. 8:10, your next chance to take a crack at the secret sound, which is this, of course. Hear it over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again at 194.com or text secret to 35270. Next chance to guess will be at 8 to 10 this morning as we dive into a mailbag situation from Playhouse family member Danica. She says, I work with an idea stealer at work. So many things that I do, that I suggest, that I think we should do, suddenly she is showcasing it as her idea all the time. It doesn't help that she's technically my supervisor. So do I go to her boss or something? Because she looks like a genius, but all her ideas are coming from me. Has anybody dealt with an idea thief at work before? What did you do to handle it? How would you handle an idea thief in the office is really her question.
My company that I used to work for was a manufacturing company, and we made like dental products.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in charge of one area, and you also had to work with like warehouse and all this other stuff. So I was in a production area and I was the supervisor. And here's the thing. Depends on what you see with this company, if you want to move up and all that type of stuff. Or if it makes your life easier. There was this guy, and I remember his name. I'm going to throw him under the bus. His name was Tech. T-E-K, Tech. And Tech would steal my ideas all the time. But here's the deal.
That's a cool name.
It is kind of a cool name. He was not really a cool guy. But I would be like, hey, Tech, here's what we need to do to, like, streamline this, blah, 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 right? And he'd, like, bring all these ideas up. And he'd be like, maybe, whatever. And then 3 months later, dude would bring it up in a meeting with like all the top dogs, right? And then it finally gets streamlined. I'm like, okay, here's the deal. So I finally did say this to him one time. I'm like, you know what? Anything that I bring to you, just implement it right away. And you can put it on your little checklist of things that you came up with.
And I did this. Yeah. And I did one of these.
Don't wait 3 months to make it easier for my people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait that long. Just if you want to steal the idea, take it. I don't care.
If you're going to steal it, do it soon.
Do it sooner. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. It's a great idea and it helps make, you know, move product quicker. Don't mess with my time. That was the thing. I was like, you can have it. It's all yours. Just make it quicker.
I had dealt with an idea thief for a while, and I guess I didn't really realize until how bad it was, until that person wasn't around anymore, and then, like, his boss was like, you know, I was actually kind of worried when this person was gone, and then I realized he wasn't the one that was actually doing anything or making any of these things happen, and I was like, oh, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, hey, how are you?
I just feel like, though, if they're constantly stealing your ideas, why are you telling them your ideas?
Maybe stop mentioning them.
Zip your mouth, and then when you get another good idea, go to their boss and say, hey, you know, for this project or this event, I was thinking, how about we do this?
So for the ideas that have already been taken, do you just let those be theirs? Or do you go say, like, just so you know, that was my idea to do the TPS reports or whatever?
Yeah, I think you go directly to, like, their supervisor and say, I just want to let you know, all these ideas are taken from me, and moving forward, next time I have more ideas, I'm just going to come directly to you with them.
Since you like my ideas so much, I'll just tell you myself.
Yeah, here they are. Or you could just like kind of slyly put it there and be like, oh, mm-hmm. I see so-and-so told you the idea that I came up with, just so they know that that one was yours, possibly.
I was telling Paul that was a great idea.
Right?
Yep. Idea thief, you ever have one?
Well, it was, honestly, it was my boss. So I was just, you know, if he looks good, then I look good, kind of. So I never really minded. But, yeah, he would take credit for my ideas constantly.
So this would happen all the time, but you really didn't care.
He would constantly take credit for my ideas, though. And I honestly, it was a little annoying. But, you know, again, I was happy to be employed. So anything I could do. But, yeah, it was really kind of somewhat disturbing to be doing the person's job when they make like 10 times more than you do, you know?
Yeah, honestly, you had a better attitude about it than most people would have. I like that you're just like, it made us all look good.
It made us look good, and if it streamlines down, and then if it's your boss, then they're going to know maybe when it comes time for evaluation and stuff. But my mindset is whatever it is, just do it quicker. Just make it quicker.
When did you deal with an idea thief? How did you handle it? 237, Etsy text us, 3527.
This is how we do it.
That's Playhouse. Why not A4? Flush the Format Friday, about 9 minutes away from your next chance at Secret Sound. Talking about work idea thieves in the mailbag. Danica's got one. Wondering how you dealt with one.
So I actually keep a really good record. So email, phone calls, everything. So I confronted the guy who stole my idea because we had talked about it before. It was in our emails that we talked about it before. So I showed him. I was like, listen, like, I don't want to be that guy, but I'll be that guy. This was my idea, and I can prove it. So I told him if he ever steals my ideas again, like, I'm going straight to the boss. I'm not letting that happen because I can't let some guy take credit for my work and my ideas.
So when the confrontation happened, I mean, like, how did that go? Was he surprised?
I mean, he was certainly taken aback. I think he's probably one of those guys he seems like one of those guys who's kind of just coasted by his whole life and never had anybody, like, stop him in his tracks like that. So I think I was the first one to really try and, like, knock him down a peg, and I think it worked because he hasn't, you know, he's been pretty cool with me since then.
That's good, at least. I mean, at least you confronted him, you dealt with it. This has nothing to do with anything, but I'm just, like, so curious what your dog wants so badly.
I know, it's like, I want to go out. Or
probably outside.
Or the dog's like, I remember that guy. I hate him. I hate him, Mom. Get him.
Darn you, Chuck from accounting. some idea thieves, Sadie K.
Someone said ideals are not tangible, so they can't be owned. Why don't you just get over it? Someone else said, I think you should just talk to the guy yourself. Say, why do you keep taking credit for the ideas that I'm giving you? Someone else said, if people are going to take your ideas and take credit for it, then perhaps you should be proactive and share it with whoever you want to see it and get credit for it first.
And your thoughts, Idea Thieves, at work.
Yeah, I get really tired of people stealing my ideas at work. So I finally got fed up with it, and I went to the boss, and I basically showed him all the emails that I had, you know, and all the work that I had done myself. And I ended up getting promoted, and they didn't.
So credit where credit was due, it went to the right place.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody should show that they're doing the work when it's there. You know, get credit for their own ideas, and don't let other people steal it.
Oh, the Morning Playhouse.